Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite you to a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th in Cincinnati. All the details will follow at the end of the rosary. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today, March 20th, is the feast of Saint Fotina. You may not know her, but she was the woman Jesus met at the well in John chapter 4. There we read, Jesus journeyed to a city of Samaria. Today it's called Nablus. Jacob's well was there, and so Jesus, wearied as he was with his journey, sat down beside the well. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. The Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Then she said to Jesus, I perceive that you are a prophet. I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will show us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. So the woman left her water jar and went away into the city and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? And then they went out and were coming to him. And many Samaritans believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. From tradition, we know the name of the Samaritan woman. Her name is Fotina. She had five husbands and was living with a man who was not her husband, but then she met Jesus. She has no theology degree, no professional training. She's never been trained in evangelization, but she knows Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Son of God. So she goes immediately and tells her family and friends about Jesus. And what do? They go and meet him for themselves, and they believe. A little more than 30 years later, around 66 AD, Fotina and her grown children, being warned that Rome was about to put down the Jewish rebellion and conquer Israel, they left and moved to Carthage in North Africa. Her son Victor became an officer in the Roman army. A government official and friend of his, however, named Sebastian, knew of their Christian faith and was beginning to write a letter to him, urging him and his mother to keep quiet about their faith in Jesus, to keep their faith private. But as Sebastian was writing this letter, he fell blind and remained so for 3 days. On the fourth day, he declared, "The God of the Christians must be the only true God." And so he asked for baptism, and after which he immediately regained his sight. Reports of this miraculous event unfortunately reached the Emperor Nero. Then both Sebastian and Victor were arrested and taken to Rome. Upon hearing this news, Fotina and the rest of her family too went to Rome, accompanied by many other Christians. And then they also were arrested and brought before Nero. But they refused to renounce their faith in Jesus Christ, and so they were imprisoned and finally put to death. A relic of this skull of Fotina resides in the church of Jacob's Well in Nablus in the Holy Land, and I have often stood before that relic of the martyr Fotina, thinking about her great desire to drink of the living water, but also her courage, the courage to bear witness and speak to others about Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. When Jesus met Fotina at the well, he offered her something completely new, a new kind of water. He spoke of the living water that would satisfy every good desire she ever had. In response, she begged him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst." Fotina had what is most essential. She had a desire for God. She had tried everything else in the world, and none of it could make her happy. But now she wants God. Someone once asked St. Thomas Aquinas, "What does it take to become a saint?" And his answer was simple and direct. Want it. Desire it. That is the key ingredient, the desire for God. I want God. Now, you may feel like you're not good enough or smart enough or spiritually or morally good enough. You may even feel a little bit like an imposter at times. But I'm telling you, you are not. Because I know you have the one thing necessary. You have the right desire. You want God. Let that longing for God lead you. to daily prayer, to receive Jesus more often in the Eucharist, and to be washed clean by Jesus in confession at least once a month. Desire him, and let that desire draw you closer every day. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Another great virtue that Fotina possessed was courage. Fortitude, or courage, is the strength to overcome fear in order to do what is right. Fotina was not ruled by fear, and fear always comes from the worry that we'll lose something good or something we think is important. When it comes to helping our family and friends grow closer to God, too often we become paralyzed by the fear that we'll say or do the wrong thing, we'll be rejected, and end up damaging the relationship. Courage, therefore, must be guided by prudence. We aren't meant to be pushy or annoying with our faith. We need wisdom to know how and when to speak. But unfortunately, in our desire not to come across in the wrong way, many of us have swung too far in the opposite direction. We've become so timid that hardly anyone dares to talk about faith, much less invite someone to experience God. Our faith is meant to be personal, for sure, but it was never meant to be private. Thank God, Fotina didn't keep her faith private. Yes, you need prudence, but you also need to overcome your fear of what others will think or say. We need to speak the truth, and they need you to speak the truth. entrust your loved ones and friends to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and ask her to guide you, inspire you in what to say and what to do. And then be courageous. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. We live a simple way of life. Friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And we're supposed to invite other people into it. The first step is friendship. And what do friends do? They share life together. They do good things together. They share a meal, enjoy a drink or dessert, go for a walk, play cards, relax at a park. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just be with each other. Enjoy something good together. The second step is good conversation. That happens when you're genuinely interested in the other person, when we ask them about their life, their experiences, their opinions. The goal is simple, just to know them better, to understand them more deeply, to appreciate them more fully. But you can't do this while you're staring at a screen. Instead, give your attention to the other person. Wherever you live, create spaces of hospitality. Your kitchen, your living room, your deck, your garage, by the pool. Make these places welcoming with friendship and real conversation. Invite people in and offer them something to drink or a bite to eat. But don't worry about whether your home looks like something off Pinterest. In fact, if it's too perfect, it will be intimidating and it'll feel like no one lives there. And you don't need to put out a fancy spread. Just offer what you have in your fridge or pantry, because it's about sharing your life, not impressing people. And the third step to this simple way of life is the rosary. So whenever you have people over, toward the end of your time together, you might simply say, "Hey, I pray the rosary every day and I haven't prayed it yet today. Would you like to join me?" Because if it's toward the end of the visit, then they're free to stay and pray, or they're free to leave, and it's perfectly fine. This is our simple way of life. Friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And all we're doing is inviting people into it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John Paul II wanted to prepare the church for a new springtime of faith, a new Pentecost, but he said it would happen like the first. In Acts chapter 1, the disciples devoted themselves with one accord to prayer with Mary. See, they gathered around Mary in prayer, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they went out and converted the world. John Paul said the new Pentecost will happen like the first, when we gather around Mary in prayer. That's why we're asking all of you to form your own rosary group with the people in your life. But I want to invite you and your family and friends to join me for a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th at 7 p.m. at Xavier High School in Cincinnati for Eucharistic adoration, powerful music, and the rosary. And you can find all the details at schooloffaith.com and just click on events. Teresa, I really love this saint.
Why do you love her particularly?
I love her for really, I think, three reasons. I love her desire to drink of the living water. Jesus, give me this water so I don't have to come here and draw again. Awesome way to express it. But I also love that she just immediately runs back to the village and begins to tell people.
I think there's a freeness of just transparently sharing your faith with people that I struggle with, and I act like it's really hard. And then I have a handful of friends that just, it's not like they have to put effort into showing everyone around them that they're Catholic and that they're practicing virtue and doing all of these things because it just happens. They just sort of talk about it so naturally and freely, and I overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Some people can just say, "Oh, well, what have I been up to? Yeah, I was at Mass earlier. I had this great reflection on this homily. I can just talk about it." And I tread really lightly. Some people are really good at that.
How do we practice being more natural without seeming over the top or like we're trying to be pushy?
I've actually been thinking about this in general, because I think this is a just a skill throughout all of life of that difference between not trying at all and trying too hard. I think it's very telling how you live your life, and if you live your life intensely enough, it can just come out. Like, as in, it comes out in your conversations, it comes out in. But then it takes the skill of, again, being transparent and just sharing very openly.
But I like the choice of the word you chose. I like you said intensely. If I live my faith intensely, if I live my faith, let's say radically, but what does that look like? Because it doesn't mean I need to pray 5 hours a day. What does it mean to live your faith intensely?
I think it means pushing yourself. You know yourself. You don't have to be the most intellectual person, to be
No.
very clear, but you do have to think a lot about God. You have to spend time with him
Yes.
and let that relationship. I think about when I get really close with someone, when I have a really close friend, I talk about them way too much. And it should be natural in that sense, I guess.
Yeah. But I think you just hit it. If we want to live our faith intensely, it's going to be in proportion to our friendship with Jesus. And what does friendship take?
Time.
Time.
Time and intentionality. As in, you sit down in meditation, you're actually listening. And I struggle with that because I always want to write more than I think or talk more than I listen.
Yeah, but writing, it can be a way to help process what the Lord is saying. So really, how do we listen to Jesus? We listen by reading or listening to the Word of God. And the Word of God is scripture, it's tradition, which is the writings of the saints, and it's the magisterium, the teaching of the church. So by reading or hearing something from the Word of God, and then thinking about it, and sometimes writing helps you process thinking. That's how we listen to God.
Yeah. I think anyone on earth could start the practice of meditation very simply just by, this is what I always go back to when I don't know what to read for meditation or what I am really slipping in the habit of daily meditation. I just read the daily readings slowly
Yes.
every day. Because maybe you're only going to have a 15-minute meditation. But just reading that every day, it also
Yes.
gives you something to talk about with those people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because then you can talk about it not as a, I think you need kind of way, but in a, this is just what I've been thinking about today, because it is.
Yeah.
That's what natural means in that kind of conversation, of the perfect level of not trying too hard, but not trying at all.
I think that's well said. I like the two points I think you are most important of what you said is we need to live our faith intensely, and that's going to be in relation or proportion to our focus in daily meditation. So really, just make a habit of meditation every day.
Keep it simple, and like Aquinas said, just want it.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad I asked. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of this simple way of life. Friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. But you gotta share it with others.